So, with a heavy heart and a resolve tinged with sorrow, I bid farewell to the man who had been my guiding light through the darkest of times. It was a painful separation, but I knew it was the only way to ensure Maverick's safety and well-being. As I walked away, my heart heavy with longing and regret, I clung to the hope that one day, fate would reunite us once more. Until then, I carried his love with me, a cherished memory that sustained me through the trials and tribulations that lay ahead. Maverick's words cut through the silence like a beacon of hope in the darkness. He offered me refuge, a safe haven where the cruel hands of violence could never reach me. His concern was palpable, his determination unwavering as he outlined his plan to ensure my safety. Maverick spoke of another older woman he had helped in the past, someone who might have a room available where I could find sanctuary. He promised to cover the rent, provide for my needs, and even offer a small allowance. It was a lifeline, a chance to escape the torment that had plagued me for far too long. But there was another option, he explained. A family of kind-hearted souls who would offer me a place among them. They might even have a job for me at their salon, a chance for a fresh start. Yet, the thought of being 2 hours away from Maverick, my protector and confidant, filled me with a sense of unease. In the end, I made the difficult decision to return home, to face the demons that haunted me within the walls of my own family. Maverick pleaded with me to seek help, to report the abuse to the authorities before it was too late. But I couldn't bring myself to do it, paralyzed by fear and uncertainty. Instead, I chose to endure the pain in silence, to bear the burden of my fractured jaw and bruised body alone. Maverick didn't give up, though. He spent his pension money on pain medicine and antibiotics, refusing to let me suffer any longer than necessary.